This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, in a continuation of our series of sermons on marriages for those who love God and one another, I want to begin a study of why marriages fail so often. So much needs to be said on this subject. It will be hard to confine our study to a reasonable length. The topic that we have suggested and are now selecting for discussion is why do so many marriages fail? I assure you I will not talk about everything that needs to be talked about relative to this topic. I only hope that what I have chosen will be helpful to you. I will try to talk about things that are basic and fundamental. When I speak of marriages being failures, I am not confining my references to marriages which end in divorce. It is certainly clear that a marriage fails when it fails to be what God would have it to be, even if it doesn't end in divorce. I am certain that the Bible teaches that God intends for marriage to help men and women enjoy life to its fullest and to help one another to prepare to spend eternity with God. There are many marriages which do not end in divorce but which do not reach this high goal. Many marriages then are failing in the sense in which I have just explained, failing in our nation. And not all of these failures involve people out of the church. The marriages of many people who profess to be followers of Christ are failures, even when they don't end in divorce. And I want to insist, as I have earlier, in all kindness and in sympathy, that many marriages fail even though one of the persons involved is strongly and devotedly a Christian, one who loves God with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and yet his or her companion in life is not what they ought to be. A godly man can have an unfaithful wife. A godly woman can have an unfaithful husband. In which case, the marriage fails not because of the failure of both, but the failure of one. Of course, many marriages do fail so drastically as to end in divorce. And again, not all of those failures are among non-church members. The number of marriages in our nation which are ending in divorce is alarming indeed. Even among members of the Lord's church, many marriages are very little like what God would have them to be. A few generations ago, it was practically taboo for anyone to discuss marriage and preparation for marriage. Certainly, it was not to be done in the pulpit, in the eyes of many people. We have reacted from that erroneous extreme, and many people seem to think that we could solve all problems of marriage or all relations, all problems that have to do with relations between men and women, if we just, as it has been said, brought sex out in the open and talked about it. But now our nation has talked about it. It has talked about it and talked about it and talked about it, and it seems sometimes it talks of little else. But the point that I'm making is it has been talked about in a sordid way. It has been made to appear to be something evil and ugly. Apparently, in the face of such matters, many in the church have decided to be absolutely quiet and to say nothing about it whatsoever. I do not find any such attitude in the Word of God. The Bible writers were not reluctant to discuss these matters. To be sure, the Bible discusses them on a high and holy plane. This is what we would expect. It's what we would expect from God's treatment of any matter. The Bible recognizes the relationship between husband and wife as something pure and honorable. This is made clear in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 4. But may I address this particular point especially to young people? Let me assure you that the Bible gives the answers to the problems that are so weighty upon your mind at this time of your life. You young people who are in your teens, looking forward to being married, this is how God would have it to be. He has endowed your physical being with strong motivations. It is right, it is honorable for you to be intensely interested in persons of the opposite sex. This is the way God would have it. It is the way He designed each of us. God Himself gave these desires to mankind, and He also gave to mankind His Word, which contains the regulations as to how we can make marriage what it ought to be. But our time is gone for today, and I hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of this very important topic, marriages for those who love God and one another.